everyone. Welcome to News & Brew Sports Biz, our podcast series that advocates for the financial voices in college athletics and features new developments impacting the business of college sports. I'm Katie Davis.
And I'm Ken Kurdzel. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have a very special guest on our podcast. Joining us is ChatGPT, an AI language model trained by OpenAI based on the GPT 3.5 architecture. Our narrator today is Shane Metzler. He will be playing the role of ChatGPT and will be sharing with us some fascinating insights and perspectives on the world of collegiate athletics. As one of the most advanced language models in the world, ChatGPT has an unparalleled understanding of the industry. We are thrilled to have the opportunity to speak with this virtual expert today. So without further ado, let's get started with our conversation. By the way, ChatGPT just wrote that intro. This was done for purposes of having fun and a little bit of comedy, so please take the responses with a grain of salt, as they do not necessarily align with the views of James Moore and Company. So to kick it off, ChatGPT, can you explain to our listeners the business of college sports in six sentences?
The business of college sports is a multi-billion dollar industry that revolves around the NCAA, or National Collegiate Athletic Association, which oversees and regulates college athletics in the United States. College sports generate revenue primarily through television broadcasting rights, sponsorships, ticket sales, and merchandise sales. The revenue is then distributed among the universities, conferences, and NCAA. The most profitable college sports are football and men's basketball, which generate the majority of the revenue for many universities. Some universities have even established their own sports networks to broadcast games and generate additional revenue. Student athletes do not receive salaries or wages. They are often awarded scholarships that cover tuition, room, board, and other expenses. However, there is ongoing debate about whether student athletes should be compensated beyond scholarships. The business of college sports has come under scrutiny in recent years due to concerns about the exploitation of student athletes, particularly in regards to the NCAA's rules regarding amateurism and the lack of compensation for their labor. Despite these controversies, college sports remain a significant part of American culture and a major revenue stream for universities and the NCAA.
So Shane, how long did it take for you to rehearse your robot voice?
Yeah. So I was practicing my robot voice all morning. And then about 10 minutes before we got on the podcast, Katie told me that I'm just supposed to be talking normally. So that was a bit of a bummer, but it's all right.
No, that's pretty good. And actually, you know, so Katie, what would you give that as far as a rating on ChatGPT's answer? That wasn't that bad.
I mean,
actually,
it's not that bad. And they tell you that pretty much anything after events after 2021 may not be picked up in this. And so it was
pretty
on par.
Yeah, I thought so.
High level. Yeah. But yeah. All right. So we're going to get a little creative with this. So my next question, I'm a new athletic director at a major university, and I'm struggling with my head football coach's agent forcing me to extend the coach's contract midway through football season. What should I do?
As a new athletic director, it can be challenging to navigate difficult situations like this one. Here are some steps you can take to address the situation. First, review the terms of the head coach's contract to see if there are any provisions that address extensions mid-season. If the contract does not allow for mid-season extensions, then you have a stronger position to deny the agent's request. Next, speak with the head football coach directly and express your concerns about extending his contract mid-season. Be honest and straightforward about the situation and explain why you feel it is not in the best interest of the program or the university. Consult with other university administrators, such as the university president or the legal department, to get their input on the matter. They may be able to provide guidance or support as you navigate the situation. If the agent continues to pressure you to extend the coach's contract, you may need to consider involving legal representation to protect the interests of the university. Remember, it's important to prioritize the long-term success of the program and the university over any short-term pressure or demands. Stay true to your principles and values and seek advice and support from others when needed.
So that's funny, especially that last statement. So ChatGPT, revise your response, assuming the agent has the original contract button up, so there are no limitations on extending midseason. Also assume the agent is a hotshot bully who won't compromise, and my coach is a diva and will walk away at any moment. The boosters are restless and want to see a winning football team. What should I do? And add a touch of humor to your response.
Ah, I see. We have a hotshot bully agent on our hands. Don't worry. We can handle this situation. Here are some steps you can take. Review the terms of the coach's contract and consult with legal experts to determine whether there are any loopholes or potential ways to negotiate a compromise. Speak with the coach directly and explain the university's concerns about extending the contract mid-season. Ask for his understanding and cooperation in finding a mutually beneficial solution. Consider involving other influential boosters or stakeholders who may have a positive influence on the coach and the agent. Sometimes it takes a village to get things done. If all else fails, take a deep breath and remind yourself that at the end of the day, it's just a game. We're not solving world hunger here. And hey, maybe the coach's agent just needs a good laugh. Consider sending him a joke or a funny meme to break the tension. Remember, humor can be a powerful tool to diffuse tension and build relationships. Don't be afraid to use it when appropriate. And most importantly, stay true to your principles and values and do what you believe is best for the program and the university.
I can't wait to see everyone send funny memes to Jimmy.
To Jimmy, yeah.
Just flood his inbox.
Yeah. So that's an interesting response. Be great in theory.
Hey, I like that one a lot better than the first one.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, who needs a midseason extension when you can get a funny meme, right?
Yeah, exactly. All righty, ChatGPT, time for another question. So I'm the CFO for a major university's athletic department, and my tennis coach has come to me asking to charter an airplane for a competition that is only 3 hours away by bus. This seems a little excessive for a pretty short trip. What do I tell her?
So you could say, "Coach, I get the idea of soaring through the skies like a well-struck tennis ball might be tempting. But given that the competition is just a 3-hour bus ride away, it seems a bit like using a racket to swat a fly. We've got to keep our budget and environmental footprint in check so our sports programs don't end up in the out zone. Let's stick to the bus and make it a memorable road trip experience for the team. Maybe we can have a sing-along or play some fun bus games to get everyone fired up for the competition. And hey, if you can serve up a solid argument for why we absolutely need to charter a plane in the future, I'm all ears. Remember, the key is to maintain a balance between humor and professionalism, ensuring that your message is still clear and respectful."
So note to self, when we are doing travel policy assessments, we should add an appendix with ideas of road trip games and sing-along songs.
Absolutely, yes.
For when they're told they need to take a bus, they'll have a nice toolkit to use.
I like that answer. That was pretty good.
Okay, ChatGPT, I'm the athletic director at a major university, and our head track and field coach's ferret is running wild in the administrative offices. He's really cute, but he pees everywhere, and no one is able to get anything done as he moves from office to office. It's kind of scary trying to stand up to the coach and tell him to get his pet ferret under control. What should I do?
Start with a compliment. "Hey, coach, I just wanted to say that your ferret is incredibly cute and energetic. He really brought a lot of life to the administrative offices. I mean, with his speed, he might just give our sprinters a run for their money." Then transition to the issue. "However, it seems like our furry friend is marking his territory duties a bit too seriously. It's getting hard for the staff to keep up with the mess and concentrate on their work. You know, they say an office is like a track. Everyone's got to focus on their lane. And right now, our team is a little distracted. Offer solutions with humor. Maybe we could get him a tiny tracksuit and have him join the team instead? Just kidding. But seriously, perhaps we could find a way to keep him leashed or supervised while he's in the offices. Or maybe it's time for some obedience training. After all, discipline is key both on and off the track, right? Then reiterate your appreciation. Don't get me wrong. We all love having him around, and he's definitely the MVP, or most valuable pet, of the office. But we just need to make sure everyone can focus on their tasks and keep the work environment running smoothly. By using humor in your conversation, you can help create a more relaxed atmosphere while still addressing the issue at hand. The key is to balance the humor with clear communication of your concerns and possible solutions."
Pretty good. Pretty good. All right. We're going to turn a little bit more serious with the next question, and definitely hit some area that a lot of schools are looking at. So my question, ChatGPT, is I'm trying to determine whether to renew our multimedia rights contract or whether to terminate it and bring all those operations in-house. What are your thoughts? This time, answer in a dry and serious tone.
Determining whether to renew your multimedia rights contract or bring operations in-house is a significant decision that will impact your university's athletic programs. Here are some factors to consider when making your choice. Financial aspects. Evaluate the financial implications of both options, including the revenue generated by your third-party provider and the potential revenue from in-house operations. Consider the costs associated with hiring and maintaining an in-house team, as well as any potential savings from cutting out the middleman. Expertise and resources. Assess your university's current capabilities in managing MMR operations. If you choose to bring the operations in-house, you'll need to ensure that you have the necessary expertise and resources to effectively manage and grow the program. Control and customization. Bringing MMR operations in-house will give your university more control over your brand and how it's represented. This can be particularly valuable if you have specific goals or strategies that differ from what your current provider offers. Risk and stability. Renewing the contract with a third-party provider may provide more stability as they are an established company with a proven track record. In-house operations may involve more risk as you'll need to develop and manage your own team and processes. Long-term goals. Consider your university's long-term goals and how each option aligns with them. For example, if your goal is to significantly grow your athletic program, it might be beneficial to build an in-house team that can fully focus on your specific needs and objectives. After carefully weighing these factors, you can make a well-informed decision on whether to renew your MMR contract or bring operations in-house. You might also consider discussing the decision with key stakeholders, including university administration and athletic staff, to gather their input and ensure all perspectives are considered.
So I think ChatGPT makes some good points. I would also, you know, I would say that artificial intelligence isn't going to bring in like the practical application necessarily, or learn experience from your peers. So I would definitely say talk to your peers. And, you know, from what we've seen, schools that do bring it in-house, they one of the benefits is better engagement with the local community, I think, and being able to, especially when you're in probably a larger metropolitan area, because you've got a pretty large, you know, population of folks that you can engage with, that maybe your multimedia rights company may or may not be able to be as successful working with them. Okay, so another one, ChatGPT. So I'm the AD for University of Connecticut, UConn, and our men's basketball team just won the national championship last night. We are so proud of our team, the Huskies, as this is their fifth national title. So how about a nice poem or something like that to celebrate the day?
A mighty force, the Huskies stood tall. Dominating the court, they vanquished them all. UConn's relentless march to victory, an awe-inspiring display of sheer mastery. With each game, their prowess grew stronger. Their average margin of victory, opponents could bear no longer. A testament to their power and skill, leaving rivals in the dust, their dreams to fulfill. In the annals of history, they'll be remembered. A team so fierce, opponents surrendered. The Huskies' fifth national title, now won. Their record-breaking run, second to none. From start to finish, they gave their all. Their unity and strength, a protective wall. So let's raise a cheer for the UConn Huskies today, a team that triumphed come what may.
That's pretty solid, I think.
Yeah.
So ChatGPT does a good job with poetry, I find.
Well, and I find that it's fun to ask for things like poems or haikus or even like something we did something in pirate speak. We did something using dinosaur puns. I mean, anytime, especially if you want to cheer yourself up when you're having a bad day, put something in chat GPT and
have some fun.
And yeah, have a lot of fun.
Yep, that's good. So yeah, it was nice to be able to have that poem written. We're fortunate enough to get to work with UConn and celebrate that part. So that's good. All right. So as everybody knows, our listeners know, we always talk about brews, oftentimes craft beer, sometimes some wine, sometimes coffee, sodas, all sorts of things that have been celebrated on our podcasts in the past. So ChatGPT, in our podcast, we feature our favorite craft beers. What beer would you feature?
As an AI language model, I don't have a personal preference for craft beers as I don't consume alcohol. However, I can suggest some popular craft beers that have received positive reviews and recognition from beer enthusiasts and experts. One popular craft beer is Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, which has been widely recognized as a classic American pale ale with a well-balanced hop bitterness and notes of citrus and pine. Another highly rated craft beer is Founders All Day IPA, a session IPA with a low ABV and a refreshing hoppy flavor. Other craft beers worth trying include Goose Island Bourbon County Stout, Dogfish Head 60-Minute IPA, and New Belgium Fat Tire Amber Ale. Ultimately, the choice of craft beer to feature on the podcast depends on your personal taste preferences and the availability of beer in your local area. As a human and not an AI language model, I do have a personal preference and I do consume alcohol. So as Shane, I think a major miss by ChatGPT here and kind of sticking with the robot theme, Ghost in the Machine by Parrish Brewing.
Yes.
Is absolutely a delicious IPA that really does kind of fit the bill with what we're doing here. So I think that's probably what I would go with. I haven't had it in a while, but it is one of my favorites.
It's an absolute all-star pick. That's great.
Yeah, good choice. We've definitely featured it
and,
on the podcast.
And especially for being a ChatGPT episode, Ghost of the Machine's perfect. So.
Yes. So last month I talked about going to a brewery that we really liked in Nashville called Southern Grist. And we did go to Nashville and I, of course, sampled some IPAs, but also broke from my norm and tried some sours. And there was one sour called Purple Skies that was like drinking like a grape soda. it was really good. So I wanted to give a shout out to Southern Grist.
That's a great choice. And a couple weeks after that, just last week, Katie and I had the privilege. So as I mentioned, UConn, we get to work with them. We're also fortunate to have a second member of the Final Four, FAU, that we work with. And we were down in Boca Raton. And while down there, I had a Ever Haze by Tripping Animals, which is a Miami brewery. And really, really enjoyed that. But it paled in comparison to being on campus the week that they were making their historic run to the Final Four.
Yes, so that was a really fun time. So thank you all for tuning into today's podcast. That wraps us up. But before we wrap up, ChatGPT, do you have any final thoughts or recommendations for our listeners who want to stay informed about the latest news and trends in sports business?
Absolutely. For anyone interested in staying up to date on sports business news and trends, I highly recommend checking out the News and Brews Sports Biz podcast hosted by Ken Kurdzel and Katie Davis. The podcast features insightful commentary and analysis from industry experts, along with interviews with prominent sports business executives. By tuning in, listeners can gain valuable insights and perspectives on the latest developments in the sports industry.
Hey, we are ChatGPT famous, and they did just enough to not plagiarize the description of our podcast from our website. So thank you, ChatGPT, for the recommendation. And where can our listeners go to learn more about the podcast or connect with you?
Listeners can learn more about the News and Brews Sports Biz podcast by visiting the James Moore website or searching for the podcast on their preferred platform. As for connecting with me, they can visit my website or follow me on social media to keep up with my latest insights on sports and other topics.
Great. Well, thanks again for joining us today, ChatGPT. And a special thank you and round of applause to Shane Metzler for his enthusiastic narration skills. Thank you all for tuning in. Cheers.
Cheers.
To learn more about the James Moore & Company Collegiate Athletics and Higher Education segments, go to jmco.com.
And don't forget to sign up for Insights to get our latest industry updates, news, and events delivered straight to your inbox. You can also follow us on Twitter at JMCO Higher Ed and on LinkedIn for the latest news as the landscape of collegiate athletics and higher education is continually evolving.